The Fox City Score chapter and WHBY are pleased to bring you Biz Talk. Join Tony and Randy as they talk with entrepreneurs and professionals who share their experiences from starting to sustaining growth. Learn the skills needed for your business to be successful and get interactive by calling 281-1150. If you missed anything, you can catch the Biz Talk podcast at www.biztalkwithscore.com. And now, from the Myron Construction Studio, it's Biz Talk on WHBY.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of Biz Talk. We're really glad you joined us on this beautiful spring Saturday morning. My name is Tony Bush in the studio with Randy Melzer. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning, Tony. Looks like it's going to be a gorgeous day to get outside and do something for a change.
So I have a question for you.
Yes, sir.
Are you going golfing today?
I'd love to. What time do you want to go?
You know, I saw two robins in my yard yesterday.
Really?
Yeah. They were pecking around on the grass looking for food.
Sure.
But a little early, but...
No, I know. I know right now of at least three golf courses that are open today. So,
Okay. Yeah. Well, we want to welcome you to our program this morning. We have a great program for you. Our guest this morning is R.J. Foster. R.J. is the owner and founder of Wordsmithing by Foster, LLC. If you're interested in learning how to communicate better, getting your message across, performing better at networking functions, or even doing a better presentation, stay tuned. We're going to give out the phone number. We'd enjoy it if you would call us and ask RJ a question about how he might be able to help you or how he started his business. So without further ado, we would like to say good morning to RJ Foster. Good morning and welcome to the program, RJ.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
You bet. This is our SCORE Biz Talk program. Our chapter, SCORE chapter in the Fox Cities, does this program every week, and we like to feature business owners, entrepreneurs, professionals, and so on, to help our audience understand a little bit more about how they might make their business more successful, or for someone who might be thinking about starting a business, take the leap but do it with wisdom and some maybe less risk. So, RJ, tell us a little bit about yourself, your background. When did you start your company, and how did you come to start the company?
Wordsmithing by Foster, this is my eighth year in business on my own. In a previous life, I was a science geek, and I worked primarily in the food industry. And very quickly after starting, the people that I worked with found that I fit between sales and science. And when those groups couldn't understand one another or didn't want to, as was often the case, it was my role to actually fit in there and help them communicate with one another. And I started doing more and more on the media side. I was writing articles for trade magazines, I was training new people, I was speaking at classes and going to trade shows, and that was both domestically and internationally. Now, after being moved and downsized on various occasions in the corporate realm, I decided to do what I do for folks on my own, and that's how Wordsmithing by Foster came into being.
RJ, what prepared you for that? This was something that you sort of walked into, you and on the job, and you're finding you can you have a skill set to be able to help two groups communicate with each other. What prepared you for that? Do you have a degree in English? Do you have a literature degree? Do you do you have any idea how you came to be prepared for this?
I think it mostly fell onto me. The being in science, there's a great deal of need to be able to explain. And so the idea of being able to explain something complicated or technical, that just goes with the business of being in that realm. Being in a corporate environment where you're trying to explain things in a way that makes it easier for the salespeople to sell those things, that's universal, whatever realm you're in. Now, the leap from being purely a research person to being someone in communication or media, that was more of a learning thing on my own. It was something that I found that I did have a knack for. I enjoyed it immensely.
You wanted to pursue that, then.
Yes. And so I did as much as I could on my own in terms of reading and taking short classes, short courses, things like that, more to get a better view of what it is I was doing and how it impacted.
If you have a question for RJ, give us a call at 281-1150 in Appleton. You can reach us here at 281-1150. If you're outside Appleton, you can reach us on the TDS Metricom toll-free line, 866-887-1150.
Okay. RJ, on my side of this thing, you were in the corporate world and all that type of thing. What brought you here to Appleton? How did you end up here instead of L.A. or Chicago or wherever?
The I started in the Milwaukee area. I worked in Waukesha for several years, and then the various positions that I had just seemed to keep moving me northward.
Uh-huh.
And so my last roles in working for another company, working in corporate, were near the Valley. My wife, when she was in veterinary school, she did an internship here in the Valley. And when she came back to Madison, she said, you know, someday we're going to live in the Valley.
Oh, okay.
And we weren't married then, so I was like, who's we? But, okay. And
you didn't know then, did you?
No, she's the brains of the outfit. There's no question there. I don't know if she's listening, but there's never a question
there. Keep working on it. You know, you'll find the right words.
Yeah, exactly. But we became very entrenched here in the Valley. My kids were in school at that point, and we just loved it here. Okay. So we stayed.
Great place to stay. Then following on from that, you said you got into this concept and so on. One of the things we talk a lot about, and we were talking earlier about, is business plans and how you, now I'm going to go do this. How did you put your plan together? How did it work? Or, yeah, I think you mentioned the word painful.
Yes. I had a very clear vision of what it was I thought I wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
And the business plan process was great for me because it gave me a sense of balance between what I wanted to do and what people actually needed me to do. So that exploration was fantastic. But actually sitting down and putting pen to paper and developing it and, you know, the binder and all of that, that was hard for me.
How many times so many folks start a business plan, RJ, and they write down what they want to do, and then they find out the customer really wants something a little different, so then they have to make those tweaks and turns and kind of revise it again. Sometimes business plans, we've had clients on the show who have worked on it for 18 months before it felt right. Can you give us an idea of how long it took you to finally accept what you had on paper in your business plan?
Accepting the plan, the program for how I was going to do things, that was a relatively short journey for me. As far as the difference, the understanding of what it was I was going to do, that didn't change as much as a different understanding of who needed it.
Okay.
Now, when you went through the business plan development for yourself, you mentioned that was a little bit of a painful thing. But in the pre-show discussion, you mentioned something else that kind of ties to that, because you sit down with a client and you'd say, hey, George, what do you do in your business? And George hired you to help George do a better job of articulating. It's painful for George, too, isn't it?
Yes. Yes.
So you've been through that mill, and you kind of know firsthand. And how do you get George through that process? What is that like?
There's no question about the pain. It's a sad truth, a sad irony of human nature. We are what we know the most about, but we're also the most difficult topic for us to discuss or write about. And so for me, when I'm working with somebody, if George comes and says, I've got this great concept or a business and people aren't listening or whatever, for me, the process is to draw them through their own story. At its core, that's all I'm doing. I'm helping people tell their story. And a lot of times, that first step, that discovery, what's difficult for them is they've become so deeply entrenched in what they're doing that it's hard for them. It's that forest for the trees type of thing.
Like in a rut, almost.
Yes. And they see it. You know, they understand their business, clearly, and they're impassioned about it. But, again, somewhere between their head and their heart and their mouth, things get kind of mixed up. So for me, I help them kind of find that path and see things, because a lot of times that's the only problem. They just have a different perspective than they need.
One of the things that I talk about with clients most of the time is, you know, realizing that you are not the customer. Do you find that that's one of the biggest problems, or one of the problems that you have to overcome when people are trying to develop their story about their business?
Yes and no. There's a great deal of that in terms of people don't realize who they want to talk to. They think in terms purely of who's the customer, who's going to buy. I'll give you a great example. One of my first clients was a wedding planner. And I sat down and I talked with her, and she said, well, you know, I plan weddings. Like, well, who do you want to talk to? Well, talk to brides, people getting married. So I talked to her, and she told me a couple of stories, and I learned two very crucial things. The first, I learned what Bridezilla was. I didn't know that that was actually a thing.
I don't even know what it is myself.
Oh, my gosh.
My son just got married last month, so I know exactly what it is.
Oh, wow. It was That was
like
something.
Drama or something?
Yes. It's this amazing transformation of these beautiful brides into these crazy monsters because they're so worked up and stressed. And this is, okay. You know, these planners are more counselors than anything sometimes. But I also learned that she speaks as much to brides' moms mm-hmm. as she does to the brides because all of her stories seem to turn toward, okay, and then I help mom do this and I make sure mom's happy with that. And that's it. So when I ask you who you're speaking to, not who's your target audience, who are you speaking to? It's as much about these moms as it is the brides.
Absolutely.
And she sits back in her chair and says, yeah, yeah, I do. Mm-hmm. And that was never something that she talked about. If someone just asked her, what do you do? It never came up.
She probably never really realized what she was doing.
It's either that or it's just so innate in her mind. Mm-hmm. Well, of course it's the moms. Well, yeah, of course it's the moms, but I don't know that.
Yeah.
So if I ask what you do, you need to make that a part of your story so that moms can now relate to it or the brides can relate mm-hmm. to it.
So the evolution of a successful business is dependent on taking little thoughtful baby steps, making sure you understand every step of the way, like talking to the bride and talking to the mom, makes a great wedding. And maybe other things there too.
Oh, sure. It's all those elements, and there's so much within that I'm not a part of. I mean, for me, that first step is being able to explain to somebody what it is you want to offer them, what you mm-hmm. want to provide, how you make their day better. And that's where those little elements that you're talking about, because we don't see it anymore.
Right. 281-1150, if you have a question for RJ, if you'd like to ask a question about marketing, making presentations, putting the thought into your business plan, give us a call at 281-1150.
RJ, as you're going along here, one of the things I keep running into is being heard and listening. You use that as one of your phrases and comments in your presentations is, are you being heard or are you being listened to, and which one do you want to be? How do you balance that out, and how do you work with that?
This is a great time. Technology, and we talked about this. I'm not a huge fan of technology because I don't get it, but it's a great time to be able to put things out there. I mean, there was a time when we went out and looked for information. We wanted to talk to people. We went to the corner and got a newspaper. We sought out information. Now information seeks us. I mean, how many times does your phone buzz in a day? How many ads? How many everything? So it's a great time to be heard. It's never been easier to be heard. But because of that, we've become very skilled at tuning stuff out.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yes, you've got a thing and it's happening and it's got a zillion impressions or it's all these hits or that. But is anyone responding? And therein lies the grand difference. If people are hearing you, fantastic. But if nobody's really listening, if you're not connecting, if you're not actually engaged with these folks, they're not going to respond. And that's really what you need.
Mm-hmm. How can I tell I'm getting through that way?
If they ask for more.
They ask for more. Okay.
Bring people to that tell me more place. That's how you know you're connecting.
Okay.
So when you're going to a business event and maybe we can cover a little more of this after the first break coming up here, but if you're going to the business event and it's a networking thing, and you go in there with 25 business cards and you walk out with no cards in your pocket, was that a successful event?
If I don't have anyone else's cards in my pocket?
No, you've given away all of yours.
No.
Well, I guess it could be. I don't use the business card as a measure of success, though. Absolutely not.
Okay, we're gonna follow up on that in the next segment, RJ. And you've been listening to BizTalk this morning on WHBY, Real Local Radio.
At Alberts & Hayling CPAs, your success is our success. We can clarify any tax situation and help your business take the steps in managing it confidently. We offer services from startup to sell-off, including payroll, bookkeeping, accounting, and more. Visit AlbertsHaling.com today. Alberts and Hayling. Personal connections, positive results. Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Alberts and Hayling CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
I am attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options. Intellectual property doesn't have to be confusing. If you have an original idea and are considering patents, trademarks, copyrights, or protecting your company logo, let me partner with you and make it easy to build and protect your intellectual property portfolio. Legal Business Edge. Know your options. Call 920-851-7761 or visit LegalBusinessEdge.com.
And welcome back to BizTalk. We're talking this morning with R.J. Foster. R.J. is the owner and founder of Wordsmithing by Foster. If you have a question for R.J., give us a call at 281-1150. We'd be happy to talk to you about your question. Before we get back to R.J., we'd like to tell you a little bit about our SCORE chapter here in Appleton. Our Fox City SCORE chapter brings you this program every weekend. We've been doing this since about 2002. And our SCORE chapter services an 8-county area from Appleton to Fond du Lac and Oshkosh in between. We have about 55 volunteer mentors in our chapter who have expertise in various areas of business, including marketing, accounting, legal, IT, workflow, HR, banking, cash flow. If you have a question about your business or you're thinking about starting a business, check us out at foxcities.score.org. At that website, our Fox Cities website, you can go to a little button for mentoring assistance, fill out the application, hit the send button, and probably within 24 to 48 hours, a mentor will be contacting you to set up your first meeting. All our mentoring is free, it's all confidential, and it's for the life of your business, not just one meeting. You can have a SCORE mentor assisting you for years to come, and we can team up with each other.
If you're thinking about how you might be a person who's been in business and want to give back,
sure.
We're always looking for new mentors,
we're
people
recruiting.
With that specialty. We're especially looking for people down in the southern part of our listening area. Yeah, so if you're in Oshkosh or the Fond du Lac area and listening and feel you want to give back, please give us a call again or check it on the website. There's a link that says volunteer. And you plug that in, it gives you the story all about becoming a SCORE mentor. So think about it.
FoxCities.score.org.
Okay.
Okay, RJ, we were talking before the break a little bit about the value of business cards, and we wanted to expand on that a little bit because you made a great illustration for Randy and me before the show about going to a networking event and handing out cards or being asked for a card, and then you used the example of 4 clients per month. Would you expand on that a little bit?
Sure. One of the most entertaining, I guess, and perhaps irritating from my standpoint, elements when I watch folks networking is they're reading a script, they're giving off a commercial, and then they're handing you a business card. Now, I always challenge people when I have a speaking engagement or I work with folks, I always challenge them to go to one of those events and not give out any business cards that people don't ask for.
Mm-hmm.
And this can be very humbling, mm-hmm. but the illustration here is that if people want to know more about you, they will ask. And that's where you want to take them. We give these 30-second commercials and think someone's going to buy from us. That's not going to happen. Now, if we can spend those 30 seconds and actually create connection, that's different. That's valuable. And people ask, well, if I don't give any business cards out, you know, I'm going to give out 20 cards to the people, and maybe it's this and it's that. And I ask, if you went to an event and met one person, you know, people are networking once a week, sometimes twice a week. If you could meet 4 people of genuine value, of genuine use to your business, or you know, people that will help tell your story elsewhere, that's 4 people a month. That's 48 new people working with you and sharing your story. That's a whole lot more valuable than a little stack of business cards that sits on the corner of your desk.
You said a key issue there, too, is sharing your story. Now you've got 48 salespeople working for you. Is that probably your goal?
That is exactly the goal. The mentality that you walk into a room or you join a networking group and see 30 new sales, you need to look beyond that and see that as 30 new salespeople and help them understand and give them a story that they'll enjoy and that they can share.
You know, Ernie Van Schleedorn used to say, Randy, you want to buy a car?
Yeah.
No, I don't want to buy a car. Or, yeah, I do want to buy a car. And either way, Ernie came back and said, well, who do you know want to buy a car?
Yep.
So he looked at his customer through the customer to another customer and was looking for referrals. Is that kind of an illustration of what you're talking about? Look beyond, not using people, but see how you can interact with people.
It's that level of interaction that's key. If you're giving somebody nothing but a commercial, then that's all people perceive.
Right.
If instead you actually share some level of communication, that you actually say something interesting, that you actually create connection with folks, you say something that isn't simply remarkable, but it's also relatable. They can see themselves in it, or they can see their friends in it.
They see value in it.
Yes. You know, I tell people all the time, you need to be remarkable, because there's a lot of people who don't realize what you have to offer. They don't know they need you. You need to be relatable, because there are people out there who know they need what you have, but they haven't decided where they're going to get it yet. And you need to be recallable, because there are people who don't need what you have, but they know someone who does.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Yep. That 6 points of separation is reality. Even though you don't know the person, it will come back to you.
Okay. So on the giving that message out, that takes a lot of practice, doesn't it? Is that like the 30-second elevator speech or 10-second elevator speech? That's what you help clients with.
I help people with an elevator speech. I don't like to think in terms of elevator speech, because while a great concept, you know, the idea that you have something prepared and it's concise and it's compelling, it has devolved into a commercial. Mm-hmm. You go to networking groups and they'll say, okay, time for a 60-second commercial, and half the people take out their phone and start checking their messages.
So what do you call that phrase of value? What do you call that?
I like people to focus on an introduction. I like people to think in terms of, when someone asks what you do, you're going to actually share what you offer. Because deep down, nobody cares what you do.
Mm-hmm.
They ask what you do because it's the thing to do. It's like asking, how are you? They don't want to hear about your backache or that your kid didn't do well on a biology exam and all that other junk. So when someone asks, what do? If you actually just tell them, well, this is my position and these are my products and I'm located at a place that you don't really need to know at this time, nobody's going to respond.
Mm-hmm. Right. So it's really letting people know what you offer.
Yes.
What the value is to them.
It's finding that difference between sales, what you sell and what you offer.
Okay. With that, we're going to take our next break. We're going to come back after this break with a longer session. And we're talking this morning with R.J. Foster of Wordsmithing by Foster. And you're listening to WHBY, Real Local Radio.
Are you feeling less than confident in your personal or business finances? At Alberts & Hayling CPAs, we work with individuals and small business owners to simplify finances and help maximize profits. From asset protection to tax planning and more, we'll guide you through a financial plan. Visit AlbertsHaling.com today. Alberts & Hayling. Personal connections, positive results. Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Alberts & Hayling CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
I'm Bruce Lammers, president of Ridgestone Bank. When it comes to business lending, you know, we don't have boxes. I'm here with Julie Willis, the new owner of Merry Maids, who as the former manager had the experience and cash flow history that Ridgestone was looking for when evaluating her business loan.
Once we made the decision to purchase the franchise, I was not very patient. I'm not a patient person. We knew we'd be a success. We wanted to get it done. We, at one point, had 15 banks that we were working with all at the same time. At the end of the process, Ridgestone won. Ridgestone doesn't try and make you fit into these prerequisite boxes. When I worked with some other banks, there was always a third person that they had to go through to get an answer, to get an approval, to get where's the next step going. The lender at Ridgestone had the answer, knew what we were doing, had a plan already in place for me. It seemed like before I even called him, he had a plan set up for me, because that's what they do. They made it very easy.
Ridgestone Bank, listening to your story and finding a way to make it work. Whatever your it is. On the web at Ridgestone.com. That's Ridgestone.com. Member FDIC.
Good morning and welcome back to BizTalk. We're talking this morning with R.J. Foster. We had a little thing going on in the break there, but we're talking this morning with R.J. Foster of Wordsmithing by Foster LLC, and we're learning all about the value of being able to communicate effectively. Before we get back to RJ, we're going to talk a little bit about the webinars, the seminars, and the other things that SCORE does beyond just the free and confidential mentoring. Randy, what's coming up?
Well, of course, I keep talking about this the last couple of weeks. We are getting closer and closer to having our new series, the Simple Steps for Starting Your Business. First class on that is going to start as of March 1st. There's a five-part series. The first class on March 1st starts at 8 in the morning and goes till noon. It'll be held at the Copper Rock Coffee Shop in downtown Appleton, and we provide not only the information, which is more than worth it, but also coffee, breakfast, and lunch for this deal. So it gets you started in the program. It covers a lot of the basics, things that you need to know about starting your business, starting a business plan. The second and third and fourth and fifth sessions are all in the evening. They run from 6 until 9. They're held at the chamber office where the our SCORE office is. The session number 2 is on March the 8th. That one is concepts. What are the different things that I need to know about businesses? Then we go into marketing, talk a little bit about the regular standard marketing, but also do a lot of information on social media, of course. We get into session 4, which is in financial projections. What do all those numbers mean and how do I use them? We have an excellent part on that where you can actually take away from it a CD that has all of the different financial plans and different financial documents that you're going to need in your business plan. Finally, we get Tony involved again. The last session, which is on where do I find the money? How do I talk to my banker? And then we also look at non-traditional things like crowdfunding, investors, and all that type of thing. So the programs are excellent for people who want to start a business. You need to know what you don't know. Each one of the sessions is $25. If you register by February the 20th, coming up now, if you register for all 5, you'll get a discount. Instead of $125, it'll only be $100. So you get one session absolutely free. So think about it. Get out there and register for that. We have some spaces open yet, so please go out to www.foxcities.score.org. Take a look at the workshop section. Now, in addition to these, of course, there are lots and lots of webinars that both the local and national SCORE have for you on just about any topic. So take a look at those also.
Yep, all good for your business, and it's good to grow your business and understand your business, and it's good to be able to express what you do in your business, what you offer in your business, and that's what we're talking to R.J. Foster about this morning. We also want to share with you that SCORE is a part of the Million Cups program. That's a Kauffman Foundation effort that started several years ago. There are about 125 chapters going on now. There's one out at Fox Valley Tech every Wednesday morning all around the country. It's 9 o'clock Wednesday morning, Million Cups. And basically at the Bordini Center every Wednesday morning, we have an entrepreneur present something about their business, and they ask the audience for advice on how they can improve their business. RJ was a presenter at our group on November 16th, and it was great to hear his story, and we're talking with him today. So if you have time, join us at the Bordini Center at Fox Valley Tech.
I think we have a call coming in, Tony.
One other thing before we get to the call. I'd like to say that Variant Productions has done some videos for our SCORE chapter, and if you have an opportunity to do some videoing for your business, check out Isaiah Wells and his team at Variant Productions in Kaukauna. You can reach them at 475-4354. And one final note, 2 weeks ago today, one of our SCORE clients opened a business in De Pere. We just want to do one more plug for them. Audra and Christian Bailoff opened up Poppy Avenue Boutique in De Pere. So good luck to them. And it's just another success story that folks coming through SCORE. Sharon, you have a call this morning. You have a question for RJ?
Yes. Well, I am one of the SCORE counselors. This is an excellent program. Someone, I think, should be invited to our SCORE meeting and explain his services to the rest of our group as counselors.
Well, we just signed, him up, Sharon, so he's on the list.
Good, good. The other thing I wanted to tell you, we are working diligently on planning our May 3rd Wednesday evening SCORE event at Bridgewood Conference Center in Neenah. So that's all coming together, and we expect between 150 and 200 people. So
great.
So you should invite him as well.
Oh, yeah.
That would be great.
Great. Yeah, that's for celebrating Small Business Week in May, and yes, there's a lot of we want to celebrate that with all four of the chambers throughout the area and all the small businesses.
Yes, we are. We're working diligently on it, and it's going to be exciting. Great.
Great. Well, thank you, Sharon.
Thank you.
Thanks,
mm-hmm.
thanks for calling in.
Mm-hmm.
RJ, tell us a little bit about where can we reach you? How does anyone listening in the audience reach out to you and talk to you?
Well, you can visit my website. It is wordsmithingbyfoster.com. You can always email me. It's rj@wordsmithingbyfoster.com. I'm also on Facebook and on Twitter, so you can find me there as well. Or if you're like me in the caveman mentality, you can actually call me on the phone and talk. I use my phone to talk on, which is
awesome.
I love
the phone.
I know, right? It says so many things, and I just use it to talk. That is 920-540-3551.
Thanks, RJ. RJ, I have a question for you about the clients. You've been doing this for 8 years, and you've worked with large businesses and small businesses. You've written script. Your website has just a plethora of information of the different services you offer.
Mm-hmm.
But what can you describe for our audience, what sort of needs do business owners have, or maybe they don't realize, what symptoms are they experiencing that they need someone like you to kind of pull their thinking together?
There's a handful of different people who come to me who use or who need that sense of what I'm bringing. At its core, all I do is help people explain what they do, help people see their story and share their story so that they can do it better. Symptoms of maybe, wow, I should talk to the wordsmith. Again, if you go to a networking event and you test yourself that way, gee, nobody asked me for my business card. Nobody said they wanted to talk to me anymore or anything like that. That's a problem. If you have a great website, this is another great thing. We're going to be on our website. We've got all this great stuff, and we're going to get 1,000 hits a day. That's a great thing. But imagine your website is a digital storefront. Now, remember when we actually went to stores, we walked past the window, and it was really cool, and it had a lot of neat stuff, and we thought, so we'd go in, and the door would make that ding-a-ling-a-ling as you walked in.
Now you are dating yourself.
Right?
And someone greeted you when you went in.
And there was people there.
Yeah.
But imagine, you know, I got 1,000 people in my store today, and they all walked in, and they walked back out. It doesn't matter that you had 1,000 people there if you weren't able to engage in them. And it's the same thing on your website. Not that I'm, you know, bashing the need or the importance of SEO and all that stuff, but bringing people there, and then if they don't connect, if they don't engage, if you're not seeing people or having them reach out to you, that's a problem. That's a difficulty. You're not conveying what it is you want to bring people to bear so that they want to come and talk to you.
Do you have an example that you could share with the audience of where you were approached by a business or an organization and they wanted you to help them express better what they offer, and they just didn't see, but because of your relationship with them, eventually they discovered it.
There's a continual flow of that, because every story that I have about somebody I've worked with starts almost exactly the same way, and it ends almost the same way, which is awesome. People come to me. I had a gentleman come to me. This is a couple of years back, and he worked for a big company. We won't say who it is, but they sell fire trucks. So all right. So I don't know if that helps anything.
Okay.
But here's
that
a
must be, well.
Yeah, whatever. It could be anybody, right?
Yeah.
But this gentleman, he was going to a trade show, and he asked me. He said, "I need to tell a story at a trade show, and I need to connect. I need to engage." And I asked him, "So basically, you want me to come help you tell a story with a $500,000 prop?" And he goes, "Yes," And it was wonderful. First of all, fire trucks are just cool. If you don't like fire trucks, there's something wrong with you. But, you know, here I am with this guy, and he's telling this great story, and it's just sort of laying flat, and he knows it. And I worked with him not simply to change or tailor the story he was telling, but just the way he was telling it and the way he moved and the way he used himself and these props. And it was a story about him and his basketball team, and you know, he wanted to dribble the whole time. Like, no, you're not going to dribble the entire time. Nobody's going to hear what you're saying. It's those types of elements. It's a sense of feedback, both on your content and on the way you convey that content. That's what Wordsmithing by Foster does. Now, if you're doing these things, if you're going out and talking to people, or you're networking, or you have your website, or you talk to somebody at the grocery store, and the response is anything other than, "I'd like to know more," that's the time you want to step back and think, wow, I need to get there.
Did I miss an opportunity there?
Yes.
You know, 281-1150, if you have a question for RJ, 281-1150, give us a call.
One of the things we keep going back and forth about, and the words I think people get confused, is the idea of marketing and messaging. And I noticed a lot of your back and forth on your material that's back and forth between those kinds of concepts. Can you kind of take me through that a little bit? What, you know, I teach marketing. Where am I falling short? What do you mean? Where should I go?
I would, first of all, while I use that comparison, marketing versus messaging, I don't in any way intend that to mean that you need one or the other.
Okay.
They are both utterly crucial. Marketing in its purest form is that vehicle that takes your company from one place to another. It's what tells people about you. It's what builds awareness. But messaging is the fuel that drives that vehicle. And that's that in therein lies the huge difference for me. Marketing is what brings your business. It brings your products to the people. But messaging is what brings people to you.
Messaging could make marketing more efficient.
Great messaging makes your marketing soar. It is that simple.
And you can hit point B more directly with good messaging than just scatter shooting with a lot of marketing strategies without the right message.
Yes. Trying to market without a strong message, it's cart before the horse. You'll get there, but it will take you much longer, and it will really aggravate the horse.
Okay,
you don't want an aggravated
horse.
Line.
Never no.
thought of it that
Goodness,
way.
Goodness, yeah.
That cart just stops.
No wonder so many of my clients keep kicking like when I'm talking to them.
Absolutely.
Okay, that makes sense. How do you tell you're getting your message across? How can you... You know, at me as a seller, I'm trying to bring my message across. How can I tell if I'm succeeding?
If there's response.
And by that, what do I mean response? I mean, I get people who go, sure, nodding politely, and that's good, but...
There's a difference between acknowledgement and response. I ask my daughter to clean her bedroom, and she acknowledges the fact that I said, go clean your bedroom. That's not the same as, yes, Daddy, I will go and clean my bedroom.
Okay.
And it's the same in business. Somebody nods and smiles, or somebody politely takes your business card. That's acknowledgement. Somebody listens to something you have to say, and they go, wow, I'd like to know more about that, or really, I don't get it. What do you mean you do that? What do you mean you make the rain go away and it's a sunny day? I mean, anything that drives that point of connection, that's different.
Okay, so you're looking for that response that comes in. I tell people, if we want you to want them to ask you a question.
Yes.
When you finish talking to them, they've got at least two questions they need to ask you.
Yep. If we live in a time where you are not going to sell your stuff in a minute. You know, the idea that you give the perfect pitch and someone's going to sign a purchase order, I'm respectfully, that's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you can take that minute and utilize it to say something that actually brings people to a tell-me-more place, now you've made a connection. And that's what you should strive for. Not, oh, yeah, sell me. Just tell me more.
Okay, great.
RJ, share with us again how folks can get a hold of you. What is that phone number and website?
My phone number is 920-540-3551. My email address is rj@wordsmithingbyfoster.com. And my website is just wordsmithingbyfoster.com.
Thanks, RJ. Now, when you started your business 8 years ago, you probably had a pretty good idea of what you wanted to do. I mean, you had this idea, you wanted to quit the big corporate world and go do this. But since you've started that, you've seen other opportunities and other roles that you can add value, you have something to offer. One of those is spokesperson for hire. It's on your website.
Mm-hmm.
What is that about? What is that service?
Working with somebody as their spokesman, there's a great deal I do with folks to help them find and harness their own presentation power to bring their own passion to the surface and do things. Now, there are situations, there are times where maybe they just don't want to do that, or they can't, or there isn't time, or there's just a different venue, or, you know, sometimes it's just the cool uncle mentality. You know, we get up and talk about something, but, you know, your cool uncle comes up and tells you the same thing, and whoa, look at that.
Yeah.
So there are groups that they need or they want a different voice, somebody that can infuse a different level of passion or enthusiasm into what it is they're trying to talk about or share or bring to a marketplace.
Do some clients appear, are they just too stiff? Are they just too rigid? They're just not flexible enough to be able to do that type of presentation, even though they deliver a great service and a great value?
Study after study shows that 74, 75, 76% of Americans will admit to some level of stage fright. 3 out of 4 people will admit to stage fright. the fourth person is lying. Everyone is afraid because it's hard.
Sure it is.
You're up there, you're alone, you're vulnerable. There's a zillion reasons why it's hard. Now, is somebody up there, are they stiff and rigid or whatnot because they're just stiff and rigid? Is it because they're terrified? Is it because they're unaware or unclear on the material or they're unprepared? There's a thousand different reasons for that. When I work with somebody from a spokesperson standpoint, though, it's not so much I can't. It's that we'd like a different sound to it. We'd like a different tone. We need somebody to tell our story with our accent, with our voice, with your level of enthusiasm, with your level of excitement.
So when you do that, you're writing it for that person. You're kind of incorporating that offering, that what that person offers or their personality. You're incorporating that into your message.
Yes, because what I'm actually doing is...
You're personalizing it.
Yes. I can create something that's immensely powerful, but if it is not personal and if it doesn't have their passion, it's not going to matter. And that's where that combination comes in.
I think we talked about that earlier too, and I said I used to write a lot of stuff that was readable for newspaper and for flyers and that type of thing, but when someone would ask me to write a commercial for radio or TV, I just blew it completely. I can't do it. I can present it, but I can't write it. And that you pointed out, what was the key issue as far as being able to do that?
It's hard to script something for someone because you can, even if you take their words, if you put it in a situation or you put it in a format or you frame it that it's not available in their voice, it's not going to connect. It's not going to be genuine. And that's where the disconnect happens when you're trying to write scripting.
With that, we're going to take our last break on the program, and we'll come back on the other side, finish up the show with R.J. Foster of Wordsmithing by Foster LLC. It's a great program. We'll give in the number again, and you can call in with a question. And you're listening to BizTalk on WHBY Real Local Radio.
From ordinary tax concerns to extraordinary tax situations, let Alberts and Haling CPAs help you through tax planning, business consulting from startup to sell-off, and more. We specialize in creating financial management plans for your business. Visit AlbertsHaling.com today. Alberts and Haling. Personal connections. Positive results. Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Alberts and Haling CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
I am attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options. We can partner with you to reach creative legal solutions for your business. From contract drafting and negotiation, patents and trademarks, commercial transactions and governmental compliance.
Timely and candid answers coupled with high energy and passion define Sarah's approach to legal counsel.
Know your options. Call me at 920-851-7761 or visit LegalBusinessEdge.com.
Fox Communities Credit Union.
You've been looking for a new house.
Hey, this one's nice.
You're searching online and touring open houses.
Ooh, I like this one.
It's time to get pre-approved. And nobody makes it faster or easier than Fox. Get free pre-approval for your loan right now. Coming to one of 17 Fox locations. Or get pre-approved online. You can also check your loan rate online. How easy is that? Just visit foxcu.org.
Okay, that was really easy.
Once you find the home of your dreams, don't let the stress of the home loan get in your way. Talk to the mortgage lending experts at Fox Communities Credit Union. And you can get a home loan with as little as 3% down payment. Just 3% down on your loan.
Fox made it happen.
You can find the home of your dreams. Fox, helping you make life happen. Equal housing opportunity lender.
Fox Communities.
And welcome back to our final segment this morning. We're talking with R.J. Foster of Wordsmithing by Foster LLC. Our program is brought to you each week by our SCORE chapter. And we'd like to take this time right now to thank the sponsors who provide this program for you each weekend. Those sponsors include Fox Communities Credit Union, Alberts and Haling CPAs, Legal Business Edge LLC, Ridgestone Bank, now known as Byline Bank, also, Tundraland, Brian Gottlieb over there with his crew at Tundraland. Want to thank them for their sponsorship. We'd also like to thank Candeo Creative, Zach Pawlowski and his team, and Oshkosh, who built our website, BizTalkWithScore.com. You can go to that website, BizTalkWithScore.com. You can listen to archive programs. We go back probably 5 years with our archive programs. And our show today will be out on that website probably by Wednesday,
right,
so folks can listen to our program again. Also want to thank Jerry Mader and Larry Desch at the Business News for helping to promote our program in their biweekly periodical, The Business News. If you're in business or thinking of going into business and you're not subscribed to The Business News, for only $20 a year, you probably should be, because it does provide you a lot of information about what's going on in the business community in East Central Wisconsin. So we want to thank all of our sponsors for helping to provide this program to our listening audience, and we've been doing this since 2002.
Yeah, 7 years. No, 9 years. So getting to be a good habit. But, yeah, the people who support us really.
15 years.
Yeah, 15. I'm not an accountant. I'm a marketing guy. So anyway.
Yeah.
But, no, thanks to them, we can do a lot of the things that we do at SCORE. So thank you very much for your help.
RJ, in terms of the business owner using your services to improve their business and communications, does it help? I mean, there's some pain in there. They probably have to come to the realization that they just have been missing something. But that's not a big thing. What's to be gained is so much better, isn't it?
Yes. The difficulty we have when we try to talk about ourselves is it's the topic we know the most about. But because of that, it's very easy to leave things out. And so when we're explaining to somebody, well, we offer this and we offer that, and you think to yourself, well, this is my business. I built it. I know what that is.
I don't need.
Yes, it's a part of me. I don't need some wordsmith to come in here and tell me how to introduce myself. Well, that's absolutely true. But if you're doing that, if you're trying to reach people and they're not reaching back, your business is not going to thrive. Mm-hmm. It's not going to grow. And seeing that or admitting that, embracing that, that's, you know, you ask what's the most difficult part of my business. My business hinges on other businesses embracing the fact that they're missing a boat somewhere. Mm-hmm. They're missing opportunities or they're just misinterpreting, or, you know, they think they're saying one thing, but they're actually conveying a different message. That's a difficult place.
I think there's some truth in somebody once said, if we're not happy with where we are socially, financially, spiritually, we have to change the way we think, because the way we think results in actions that we take that get us to where we are. So if we're not happy with how customers are responding or not responding to us, maybe we need to change our way of thinking. And you're a guide who can help change that thinking to create new actions.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, for all the things that I write and the coaching and the speaking and the working with groups, what I sell most of is perspective. What I sell is a different way for you to frame and see what it is you're telling people, so that they are taking a different message away.
How do folks get a hold of you one more time?
I'm at 920-540-3551 or by email, rj@wordsmithingbyfoster.com.
Yeah, one of the things that I always run into is we have a tendency to speak in our own language when you're in business, not the customer's language. How do you overcome that?
I don't know that I do overcome that so much. I'm not as worried about people, the actual words they're using, as the way they're piecing them together. You know, if you sell rockets, you're going to speak like a rocket scientist. I get that. But there's a huge difference between dumbing something down and clearing it up.
Okay.
Nobody likes that first one, but everybody clings to that second one.
Mm-hmm.
If you can do that, now you're not in the mentality of a commercial. You've got a different mindset in terms of connection.
So you're basically helping people, you're educating people on what you offer.
I'm helping.
No, I would be educating my clients and what I offer by helping,
yes,
by having you help me put my message in order.
Yep. And doing that not so much in a scripted commercial so
right.
much as a story. Just tell
right.
me your story.
They have to see the value of what I'm offering.
Yes.
And then they might respond.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not going to respond if it's just a business card. Hey, I'll buy you a beer. Let's watch a football game.
Well, the beer in the football game will get a response.
Okay.
I don't know if it's as economically beneficial, but
it's
yes.
It's probably not going to result in a transaction.
Yes.
Okay. Well, RJ, we've been having fun today on talking about some of these things, and we've, of course, gotten to that one point in the show, which we usually end up asking you for your biz tip, that little bit of wisdom that you want to leave with the clients out there, the people who are thinking about starting their business. So what will be your biz tip for the day?
In terms of starting a business, you'll take the time, you'll spend the time on plans and programs. You know, experts say businesses fail because they don't have a plan. businesses fail because they don't sell enough stuff. And if you can't help people see and understand and realize and connect with you and your stuff, you're not going to sell any stuff. Take that step back and look at what it is you're telling people. Don't think in terms of, oh, what do? I do this, I do that. What's your story? That's the question you want to ask.
Okay.
RJ, tell us one more time, how do folks get a hold of you?
You can call me at 920-540-3551 or by email, rj@wordsmithingbyfoster.com.
And we want to thank you for being our guest this morning, RJ. It was a great program, very informative.
Outstanding. Thank you for having me.
You betcha. We'll do it again, too, because you're going to be at our SCORE chapter.
That's what I hear.
We are recruiting you.
Oh, sweet.
We want to thank you for tuning in this morning and listening to BizTalk. Our guest next week is going to be a representative, I believe, as Dylan Easterling from Byline Bank, and we're going to be talking about how to get a business loan. You've been listening to BizTalk on WHBY, Real Local Radio.